The World This Week, Politics.
Reversing course, Donald Trump said that America's coronavirus task force would continue, but also focus on rebooting the economy. More states began easing their lockdowns. Florida allowed shops to trade if they limit customers, except in the heavily populated corridor between Miami and Palm Beach. In Michigan, the scene of rowdy anti-lockdown protests, the Republican legislature refused a request from the Democratic governor to extend her stay-at-home order. She extended it anyway. America's Supreme Court worked remotely for the first time, hearing arguments via teleconferences. The normally reticent Clarence Thomas, a justice on the court since 1991, asked questions, only his third comments during hearings in more than a decade. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is 87, was in hospital with an infection and took part from there. Kim Jong-un, North Korea's dictator, resurfaced without explanation after a three-week absence. State media published images of him touring a fertilizer factory. A regulator in the Philippines ordered ABS-CBN, a big television network, to stop broadcasting after its license expired. Rodrigo Duterte, the president, had previously complained about bias and had threatened to take it off air. But officials insist that Mr. Duterte has no strong feelings about renewing the license. Dariga Nazarbayeva was removed as head of Kazakhstan's Senate and thus as the first in line for the presidency. Her father, Nursultan Nazarbayev, resigned as president in 2019 but remains head of a powerful committee in charge of national security. The personal lives and financial affairs of Ms. Nazarbayeva and her sons have been the subject of legal proceedings in London in recent months. Israel's Supreme Court refused to block a power-sharing deal between Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, and Benny Gantz, his old rival. It also rejected petitions that aim to disqualify Mr. Netanyahu because he faces prosecution on corruption charges. The rulings pave the way for a new government to be sworn in. Iraq's parliament approved a new prime minister nearly 6 months after the previous one resigned amid big protests. Mustafa al-Kadhimi, a former intelligence chief, was acceptable to both America and Iran, but he faces big challenges at home, where the coronavirus has frozen the economy and oil and gas revenues have plummeted. Earlier, Islamic State carried out several attacks in Iraq, killing at least 18 people. The government in cash-strapped Lebanon adopted an economic reform plan and requested assistance from the IMF. This came after protesters, defying a coronavirus lockdown, took to the streets to vent their anger over a deteriorating economy and poor governance.